迎您收听世外桃源。
这个节目是由九十九只羊广播电台在德州休斯顿制作，朱恩蒙、贝玉东、魏阳与团队同工们联合主持，每逢周一到周五中午12点到下午1点在1320台播出。我们的留言电话是281-561-9747，网站是 swtychina.com swtychina.com， 欢迎您与我们联络。
听众朋友您好，欢迎您来到世外桃源，我是朱恩蒙。今天我们很特别的机会，让这个青少年的有关于他们世界观的特会，那他们的讲员呢，我把他请到节目里来访问。 How are you, Jason?
I'm doing real well today, thank you.
Well, so happy you can come to our program.
Jason 你好，欢迎你到我们的节目里来，好不好？你给我们听众朋友做点自我介绍。
Would you want to introduce yourself a little bit?
Sure, I'm Jason Kaye.
Kaye?
Kaye.
It sounds like a Chinese name.
It's close. It's a Cajun.
Cajun. Cajun means Louisiana.
Louisiana, yes, sir.
So you come from the same place with Anne Darling.
That's right. We did. Wow. My family's from like South of Lafayette and stuff like that.
South of Lafayette. Now I can tell now when you say Lafayette, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
他从 Louisiana 来，和 Darling 阿姨一样。他的名字是 Jason Kaye。我说这个名字有点像中国名字。他说对，因为他这个是 Cajun 名字，那可能很多听众朋友不知道什么是 Cajun 啊，我就请他给我们介绍一下。
What is Cajun?
You know, it's a mix of the French Canadian French culture.
French Canadian, yeah. 有加拿大和法国的血统在里面，他们的传统啊。那么what do you do now?
I'm a youth pastor at South Main Baptist Church over in Pasadena.
他是南政街的这个。青少年的牧师在 Pasadena is east of Houston.
East of Houston, yes, sir.
The air is not so good over there.
No, we call it Stinkadena sometimes.
Stinkadena, okay. 他们有时候把它叫臭丁啊。
因为 Pasadena 就是休斯顿东边靠港口的工业区啊，那里很多石化工业，所以空气污染是非常非常的厉害啊。
What is your mission on this Worldview Conference for the youth? 你这次来讲什么？
Well, I came in today to speak to the youth about how to know that the Bible is true.
Wow, 我今天跟他们讲的题目是我们怎么知道圣经是真的? What an important subject.
Definitely, it definitely is.
这真是一个很重要的题目。可是你要怎么样才能使人家相信你所说的呢?
But how are you going to convince people? Because we got this kind of question all the time. 我们一天到晚被人家问这个事情。你怎么知道圣经是真的? How do you know?
Well, you know, there's different kinds of evidence that point to it. You know, growing up in the church, you know, I always first looked at the internal evidence. You know, what does the Bible say it is? You know, and the Bible itself tells us that it is the Word of God. Jesus says that it's true. It's profitable for man.
他说我从小在教会长大，首先我得先去看看圣经自己说它是什么。圣经的内部是不是已经提供了我们这样的证据？啊，那圣经自己说它是神对人所说的话，主耶稣也告诉我们这些话是真实的，是可信的。这些话呢，又是对我们有很多益处的。
But you know that so that internal evidence really it's really important. You know, the Bible says to us that it is true.
这是一个非常重要的证据。圣经自己怎么说？我们现在要注意到，圣经自己说它是真的，是神的话。
But you know, that's just works for a person who already accepts the Bible is true. You know,
但是一个人要是已经信主了，他接受圣经是神的话，这个对他来说呢，就可以说是足够了。
So what I shared with the kids was some of the external evidence that points to the Bible.
所以我今天主要跟这些青年人讲是，如果从外在的证据来说，我们怎么知道圣经是真的？
And you know, some of that external evidence has to do with you know, the history of the manuscript, how it was written, how close to the times.
其中包括了这个圣经的原稿，它的时间，它的传流。
Yeah, how close to the times the events occurred, when did the first manuscript original was written, when were the first copies written?
圣经的手稿与当时事情发生的时间距离到底有多远?
You know, and so, you know, we kind of looked at some of that stuff. We looked at
so 我们花了一些世界时间去看这个东西。Can you give us some examples?
Well, one example is, you know, the New Testament.
像新约圣经。
We don't have the original manuscript. We don't have the original copy.
当事人所写的手稿. When you say original manuscript, you mean like Mark.
Yeah.
I
told the kids, I joked around, we don't have the document where Luke signed his own autograph on it.
我就想跟他们讲说, 像路加福音, 你不可能请路加来帮你签个字。
But we have many, many copies, 24,000 copies of the early copies of the New Testament.
但是比如说新约圣经, 我们可以找到24,000个手抄本。
And that compares to other ancient documents. There's other ancient documents, I think.
但你跟别的其他历史手稿来比起来的话呢?
Like, for instance, Homer's Iliad, it has about 643 copies.
只有643个手抄本流传下来。
Most of the most ancient documents that exist today, have fewer than 25 existing copies.
大部分古代的古籍到今天为止呢，找不出25个传本。
Yeah, so to have 24,000, it gives a big pool. It's a big difference.
从圣经与这些东西的比例来讲呢，那圣经绝对是占极大优势. In other words, if Bible is not God's word, it will definitely be classified as most authentic historic documents.
Definitely the most authentic historical document.
如果圣经不是因为宗教典籍啊被人家诋毁的话呢，它绝对是一个被摆在第一位的历史典籍。
In this enormous, 24,000 copies, manuscripts, copies of the manuscript, there's been very, very few variances. Maybe it's a spelling.
而且很特别的事情就是说这个24,000份的传本抄本啊, 它彼此之间的那个错误啊, 区别是非常非常少的。
In fact, the evidence shows that there's only maybe 40 lines or 0.2% of the New Testament has a question mark beside it.
只有你要真的这样比较起来的话，只有0.2%，大概40个地方可能会稍微有一点这个疑义。
And the way that compares to other documents such as Homer's Iliad.
那我们再把这个荷马的史诗拿出来比的话。
Yeah, Homer's Iliad, it's considered a sacred document and it was copied very carefully.
对人类的历史来讲呢，那个已经是西欧文明史里面最神圣的一份典籍文稿了。
And we have way fewer, only 643 of those copies. Well, it has 25 times the amount of mistakes as the New Testament.
它与圣经的抄本比起来的话呢，它那个彼此之间不合一的程度，抄本与抄本之间的出入有25倍这么多。
So, that's some of the manuscript things. We looked at, history of how and when the Bible was written. We looked at some of the science behind the Bible and some of the archaeology
finds. And that's how their brain function.
Yeah, exactly.
因为我们跟年轻人讲的时候，我们总是从这些证据来和让他们入门啊。 So what are the other stuff you're talking about? Science?
Science, we talked about, some of the... one of the things that was actually kind of interesting is what do other people say about the Bible?
You mean at the same time? Not within the church, but from
outside the church. There's a couple of guys in particular. Tacitus was a Roman official. And,
比如说当时有一个罗马的官,
and being a Roman, he was not endeared to Christianity. He's not a friend of Christianity.
但当然是罗马的官，他绝对不是基督徒的朋友了。
He's writing in his annals. He writes.
他就在他的年表里面年记里面这样记。
When he's writing, being a non-friend of Christianity, he talks about it in a very negative fashion, but in talking about it negatively, he actually is giving us facts that actually happened. So, another famous one would be Josephus. He was a Jewish historian. Also not friendly necessarily to Christianity. But also in his writings, verified Christ, verified the resurrection, verified the witnesses to it.
他的记载里面就讲到说，这些看见耶稣复活的人。 What did the Roman official say?
Yeah, 我请Jason把那个罗马官他所记的事情给我们读一读。
I can read you a quote I have here.
Read us some, that's interesting.
It's interesting to read because when he speaks, he's talking of Christianity as a bad thing.
然后他把基督徒当成一个很讨厌的东西来写，他怎么说？
This is Tacitus in Book 15, Chapter 44.
在十五本书第44章, 因为他记的是年纪。
It says, consequently, to get rid of the report, Nero fastened the guilt and inflicted the most exquisite tortures on the class hated for their abominations, called Christians by the populace. Christus, from whom the name had its origin, suffered the extreme penalty during the reign of Tiberius at the hands of one of our procurators, Pontius Pilate, and a most mischievous superstition thus checked for the moment. Again broke out, not only in Judea, the first source of the evil, which they're referring to Christianity, but even in Rome, where all things hideous and shameful from every part of the world find their center and become popular.
那这是一段很出名的记录，基本上讲到尼禄王啊，就是那个焚罗马城的那个罗马皇帝。那尼禄怎么来对付这些被老百姓称为基督徒的人呢？这基督徒的名字是从基督开始的，基督是在该撒的时候，在我们的比拉多手底下受了极刑的一个人。那个信仰在当时呢受到了镇压，现在又死灰复燃，而且不但是从这个信仰的发源地犹大，甚至在罗马各处的领地都可以找到这些人的聚集中心。
Accordingly, an arrest was first made of all who pleaded guilty. Then upon their information, an immense multitude was convicted, not so much of the crime of firing the city as the hatred against, as of hatred against mankind.
我们起先是逮捕了承认这些信仰的人，然后再从这些人呢抓到更多的人来定罪。那我们抓他们不单是因为他们焚烧罗马城，更是因为他们在神明面前使所有的人类啊获罪。因为这是一个最荒诞无耻的迷信，却在我们的帝国里面大大的蔓延。随后他还讲到怎么样把这些基督徒烧成火柱，披上兽皮给野狗撕碎，或者钉十字架。但 Jason 没有继续念下去啊。
He basically in that thing verifies Pontius Pilate. He verifies that Jesus was suffered under the extreme penalty of crucifixion.
讲到耶稣受了极刑。
And so, you know, by being an anti to the movement and talking about here's what we try to do to stop the movement, he verifies some of the actual facts.
借着他这个反面的记载，他从一个史观的角度来看，那正好证实了圣经所说的这些事情。
And then Josephus, you know, the Jewish, the Jewish historian, you know, when he speaks, he says, he talks about now there was about the time of Jesus, a wise man, if it be lawful to call him a wise man, a man, for he was a doer of wonderful works, a teacher of such men as received the truth with pleasure. He drew over to him both many of the Jews and many of the Gentiles. He was Christ, and when Pilate, again, verifying Pilate, at the suggestion of the principal men amongst us had condemned him to the cross, those that loved him at the first did not forsake him. For he appeared to them alive again the third day, as the divine prophets had foretold these, and 10,000 other wonderful things concerning him.
那这是当时一个犹太人叫做 Josephus 的记载，他是说啊，耶稣是一个很有智慧的人啊，如果我们可以称他为一个人的话，因为他做了很多很神奇的工作，他是一个非常喜爱真理的导师，有很多的犹太人还有外邦人都跟从了他。他是那个基督，而比拉多呢，却把他在十字架上定了死罪。那起初跟随他的那些人，后来并没有抛弃他，因为据说他到了第三天呢，向他们显现了，复活了，就好像旧约的圣先知所预言的一样。他又行了无数的神迹，并且把很多很神奇的事情都归到他的身上。这个记载接下去其实还说，而那些因为他而被称为基督徒的支派，直到今天还相当活跃。
So here's Josephus who doesn't become a Christian, doesn't accept Christ, but he attributes the truth to Christ.
他根本就不相信基督，可是他所记载的事情正好跟圣经相合。So these are the records from the outsiders,
from the outsiders,
从外面的人记载当时的圣经，这个很有意思。What else did you talk about?
你还跟这些年轻人谈了一些什么？
You know, we talked a lot about archaeological finds,
考古学当然
which, you know, I always find very interesting. Just there's so many stories of people who are laughing at the Bible, saying, oh, look, the Bible talks about this king who's supposed to be the last king of a place, and he doesn't exist. But then archaeology comes along and finds evidence that these people did exist, or these groups did exist.
他说我对考古学一向是兴趣非常的浓厚，因为向来不断有人会取笑圣经，说哎呀，圣经这个里面记载的历史呢不是真的，你看某某朝代某一个王应该是最后一个王，可是我们在历史上找不到，所以圣经是假的。但是越往后 考古学就发掘出来更多的证据，推翻那些不信之人所做的假设，证实了圣经的记载其实是正确的。
发掘出来的证据是与圣经的人物是相吻合的。
A couple of examples of that would be like the Hittite people.
Hittite 就是赫人，圣经里面比如说赫人。Now this kind of people, they use what? Horse and iron.
I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah, 他们是用马用铁的人。
And they were talked about in Genesis 15, but for centuries, people laughed at the Bible. They didn't think it was true.
Yeah, 因为很多人说圣经里面说这个赫人，当然听众朋友可能不晓得。A lot of audience doesn't know that how accurate that genealogy was when
exactly.
talking about dispersion of the nations. Hittites was one of them. 那赫人是这些列国分布的其中之一。
要是没有读过圣经的听众朋友，真的是应该拿一本圣经来看看这个创世纪。第十一章，挪亚的子孙出了方舟之后，怎么样向四方分布，谁走到哪里成为今天世上的列国。中亚、近东、欧洲、非洲的民族记得非常的详细，那是一个很惊人的记录啊。
And it wasn't until, you know, early 1900s that they found the city where the Hittite city was, where the main Hittite city was located.
Oh, early 1900?
Yeah.
所以一直到了这个二十世纪的初期，我们才找到这个赫人的遗址。Where was it anyhow?
It was in the country of Turkey, modern day Turkey now.
Modern day Turkey. 他们找到这个赫人的遗迹就是在今天的土耳其境内了。
But, you know, there's lots of those things. I think,
有很多像类似这样的事情。
You know, there's over 25,000, archaeological sites that have done something that, give evidence to scripture.
至少我们能够找到25,000个考古学的遗迹来支持圣经里面的记载。
In fact, one of the, here's another quote for you, Nelson Gluck, he's a modern authority on Israeli archaeology.
这是一个以色列考古的专家，权威者。
He says this, no archaeological discovery has ever controverted a biblical reference.
他说直到如今没有任何一个考古的发掘与圣经的记载相冲突。
And he says, scores of archaeological findings have been made which confirm in clear outline or in exact detail historical statements in the Bible.
他说有无数的考古的发掘向我们证实了圣经所记载的是真实的。
And then he says, and by that same token, proper evaluation of biblical descriptions has often led to amazing discoveries in archaeology.
那他尤其讲到一件有意思的事情，就是如果你把圣经当成一个蓝本，当成一个正确的历史记载，你照着去找呢，往往就能够给你考古学的重大发现。
He's almost encouraging us to be Indiana Jones people and read the Bible and find out where the treasure is, you know.
If the Bible tell you which lottery ticket to buy, you buy.
Yeah, exactly.
他说他简直就是在鼓励我们去做这个电影上那个 Indiana Jones, 那个考古英雄啊。你把圣经当成蓝本就可以去挖宝了。
But very interesting stuff, you know, from archaeology and science to just the, you know, the way the text is examined.
Do you have any interesting example that people read the Bible first and then go find something?
我说你有没有一些这样的例子来讲给我们听？
There's a guy, Robert Carnoux, he wrote a book called The Mountain of God, and then another book on the Red Sea Crossing.
他有一个人他就写了两本书，有一本是讲到神的山，还有一本是讲到过红海。
And I think Baylor University was also involved in the archaeological study.
Baylor 大学也在参加这件事情。
But in his book, he talks about researching, trying to find the crossing, the Red Sea crossing.
他想找到那个过红海的地方。
You know, we have various places in history.
有好几个地方讲说可能是。
Different people think it's here, here, here.
有人认为这里，有人认为那里。
One of the things he writes about is saying, you know, in the Bible it says the Israelite people, the Hebrew people were hewn in, you know, they were stuck, and so they had to cross over.
Yeah, 他说因为圣经讲说以色列人就被挡住了，就在那个地方，他们必须要过海，他被困住了。
So on the map, you know, he looks at this little southern part of the peninsula, the Arabian Peninsula, where there's mountains, and then the sea, and there's only one way to go.
And
he says, you know, studying that part of the Bible led him to look for places where that would be a possibility.
所以他就从这个角度来找那个过海的地方。
And so, you know, they went to different places on the map that looked like that would be a possibility and started studying and have found some things that point to the possibility of finding a place where the crossing may have happened.
蛮有意思，说很可能 那个地方是过海的。
So pretty neat stuff, really, really. It's kind of a treasure map, so to speak.
这个圣经像一个寻宝图一样，你如果愿意照着去找。Not only that, a lot of scientists.
Yeah.
If you believe in the Bible, it really saves you a lot of money and a lot of time.
Definitely. The Bible predicted the earth was round before scientists said the earth was round.
圣经老早就说地球是一个大圈、远远在科学所说的科学的陈述之间。Where was that? A lot of audience don't know about it.
Yeah, Isaiah 40:22 talks about the circle of the earth.
42:22, 他就讲到地球的大圈。
One of the ones I find really interesting, you know, Einstein's theory of relativity, and he talks about...
Einstein 的相对论他讲到说
He talks about the fabric of universe.
Einstein 讲到这个宇宙的结构。
And, you know, it's all big, high theories. Nobody knows, but he talks about how if you pushed in on the universe, it would create a way that things would spin and time would change and alter kinds of time.
他讲到这个，你如果再拿一点用力的话，你会制造出一些震荡啊。
So, in his theory, he almost points to the universe as having some sort of mass or being some sort of fabric.And what's interesting is the Bible in the Psalms and in other places, it talks about how God stretched out
stretch
the heavens.
Out, yes,
you know,
yes,
so it implies that there's something to stretch.
帐幕拉开,
铺张穹苍.
You know, a lot of those things, we'll never know for sure, but, but there are these clues in the Bible that point to.
但是圣经里面许多的话确实是耐人寻味.
Yeah. Job 26:7, it talks about how God hangs the earth.
26章第七节他就说
Yeah, he talks about how God hangs the earth in nothing. And up until that time,
you know,
some people believe the earth was on the backs of elephants or, you know, Hercules is holding it up.
认为这个地球可能是在一个大象的背上或者是 Hercules 在把背在肩膀上。
But that's a good example of God kind of pre-telling us about gravity and how the earth can stay right there.
这些引力的观念地球是悬在虚空之中的。
What I like about it is, you know, the Bible does kind of point to, it points us forward to what could be true and what may be true in science. And it points us...
对我自己来讲，很有意思的事情就是圣经可以事先为我们指出一个方向，什么是对的，什么是错的。
You know, and it points us towards possible treasures and archaeology finds, right? So, you know...
就像考古一样，它告诉我们到哪里去挖嘛。
So those are physical things, but you know, it does that spiritually too. You know, it points us to truth and it points us to treasure in life too. You know, how to have truth in God and treasure in life.
圣经在属灵的事上更可以告诉我们啊，什么是我们灵魂的生命的宝贝。那你认为在生命里面所隐藏的珍宝是什么？
What is the treasure in life?
You know, the treasure in life really boils down to being in a love relationship with your creator, with God.
这个生命最重要的宝藏就是说你和造你的主有一个爱的关系建立起来。
I mean, can you imagine the person who created everything we see?
你没办法想象那个造物主他真的是造了所有的包括你还有你所看见的一切。
You know, the earth, the stars, everything that there is, as big as he is.
他这么伟大这么浩瀚。
Wanting to have like a personal love relationship with a little bitty me.
建立跟你这个这么渺小的人能够建立一个爱的关系。
I mean, people, you know, people want to be, you know, we want to, what if I knew the president or what if I knew the king, you know?
我们现在大家会说哎呀我要是认识总统就好我认识国王就好了。
But we have the opportunity to not only be in relationship with the creator of the universe, but for him to live inside of us.
能够认识这个造物主而且这个造物主他就能够住在我们中间。Just look at the crowd when they follow Obama.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Yeah, wasn't that what these people are doing? These are human beings.
Obama, you know, he may be able to get universal health care, but, but is he going to be able to provide for me eternal security and eternal health and eternal,
we know how to follow a worldly hero. How come we're not seeking God or creator?
Seeking God, exactly.
我们看着美国群众狂热的跟从他们这个新的黑人总统，你就在想说，这个造物主你怎么不去管他呢？你难道不晓得这位有多么伟大吗
？Exactly. So it's you know that to me is a treasure in life is knowing God, you know, and knowing that He wants to know me, you know, intimately. That's awesome.
But there's so many way of knowing God, and what you're trying to say is Bible is the way to know God.
就认识神对我来说真的是生命里面最宝贵的事情。啊，不但我可以认识他，他更希望我来认识他，并且他这样的疼爱我。可是我就在问他了，大家都说认识神有很多的方法，对你来讲呢，好像透过圣经的话来认识他， 才是真正的道路。
Yeah, you know, I mean, the Bible, what's so cool about the Bible and what's so awesome about it is if you look at even the way it was given, but even the way it's been translated and what we have today and as few mistakes in it as that there are and there could be, you know, human beings have been the ones penning and writing down these things over the ages, you know. So to me, there's just so much room for mistake and error and stuff to sneak in, but it hasn't, you know, the history, the archaeology, everything shows that it hasn't. So to me, it shows that God's hand is on this special book.
Yes,
this book must
absolutely
be special.
Yeah.
And it's special because it points us not to treasure on earth, but to treasure, and it points us to a relationship with Him.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible without a relationship with God isn't really that awesome, but the Bible with the relationship with God, oh man, you know, that's when things come alive and you experience the truth of Jesus Christ in your life. You know?
单单看圣经怎么传给我们, 就让你非常非常的惊讶, 因为都是人在转手抄, 你可能有多少的错误, 他居然没有, 然后直接直到如今能够传给我们, 他真的能够让我们找到生命的宝藏, 你如果只有圣经, 却没有找到神, 那实在是太可惜了。 This is like a heavenly treasure. Not only you find
stuff
this life, you find in eternity.
In eternity, not only here, but then. It starts now and it goes on forever, you know? It's an awesome
and
thing.
This is the way, I think, a lot of people are mistaken that he wants to believe in God first, and then he will read about the Bible and try to find more knowledge.
那我们一般人常常有一个误解, 就是我要先去信神, 然后呢, 我再去读圣经, 圣经可以给我一些知识。 可是实际上, 当我们要使用这个信心的时候, 我们信的对象其实是从圣经里面出来的。 如果没有圣经, 你无从信起的。
Yeah.
But actually, all our belief comes from the Word of God.
Comes from the Word of God. You know, I mean, it's like my wife, you know, I mean, you know, I love my wife. I want to be in a relationship with her, but, I didn't believe in her first and then get to know her. I got to know her.
Yeah, you got
and
to know
then
her first.
She became my wife, you know, so.
You
know,
他在说就是好像我跟我妻子的关系, 我愿意跟他发展这个情谊, 可是呢, 并不是我先信他, 然后再去明白他认识他, 而是我先认识他, 这个认识才会带进来以后在我们两个人, 啊, 中间的种种。
It's partly the same, you know, the way God works. It's all about a relationship. It's not a program. I'm not signing up for a membership, you know. A membership might work that way, you know. I'll become a member. I became a member of 24-hour fitness. But I didn't go very often, you know, so it didn't work for me. But, you know, if I'd have known more about her, if I'd done the exercise and then become a member, it might have worked out for me.
Yeah,
well, the same thing is true with God. It's not about membership. It's about relationship.
It's about the relationship. And that relationship have everything to do with the Word of God, because it tells us.
That's right.
For the Bible tells me so.
Exactly.
You know, if for the Bible, you know, somebody tell me about a Jesus, what am I going to do?
他信主不是参加会员, 啊, 好像我参加了一个健身房, 哦, 24小时, 随时可以去锻炼, 可是我发现我参加了之后呢, 并没有真的好好去锻炼。 如果我事先就已经有了这个锻炼的习惯, 那么我再去参加这个会员, 可能效果更好一点啊。 那我也说我们教小孩唱歌, 就有这么一句, 啊, 耶稣爱我, 我知道, 因为圣经告诉我。 如果圣经没有事先把耶稣告诉我, 有人来跟我传个耶稣, 哦, 就算他替我死了, 为我钉十字架, 我不知道拿他怎么办呢。 因为没有圣经替他做证据是不行的。
I mean, we're so fortunate to have the Bible, to think about it, you know. When Jesus was on earth, they didn't have the New Testament. You know, they had him, which is good. But not everybody had him. Only the people that he was able to be around.
除非你自己跟着他, 要不然你怎么知道他说什么呢? 但今天我们有圣经。
At that time, he told his disciples, he's going to leave, and that the disciples were going to be able to do greater things than even he did.
他就根本都讲你们要做比这个更大的事情，他就讲到 把福音传到普天下, which is the spread of the gospel.
The spread of the gospel.
Yeah,
and I think, you know, that only really could happen because of the Bible and
the
documents being able to be spread all over,
门徒怎么做工呢?
All over the world.
是因为有圣经的关系。 Yeah, that's because of the Bible. That's exactly what we're trying to do here. I mean, if you are a local audience, 如果你是当地的听众 you don't have a Bible, call us. 啊，你没有圣经打电话给我们 281-561-9747 we'll mail a Bible to you. 我们一定把一本圣经寄给你，因为这个太重要了。That's the first step. You've got to know God.
Yeah.
Right?
The Bible tells us that it's the words of life. You
know, the words of life. It's 生命的话.
Yeah. And, you know, in John 10:10, I love the verse. It talks about the thief, talking about Satan, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, he comes to give us life and life to the full.
偷盗毁坏，我来要你们得生命，得的更丰盛。
It's not just about eternity, way far heaven, but it's about right now, you know.
Yeah. And, 不只是讲到永生，讲到现在你要怎么活。Well, that's why it's so important to give this.Young people a correct worldview.
Yeah, exactly.
Let them know. 所以我们才会有这个世界观的聚会。Well, you look very young as well.
其实 Jason, 你看起来也非常的年轻啊。我听你说你已经结婚了，那你做这个青年人的传道人已经做了多久了呢？
So, but you've been a youth minister, and of course, from what you said, you're married.
Been a youth minister for about 10 years now.
Oh, 10 years!
Yeah, and I've been married for about 7,
well,
or 8 actually
children?
Now. I have one son, he's 15 months old,
and
the joy of my life. I love that little fella, man, he's a lot of fun.
That's the most precious age.
他已经结婚七年，他做这个青年人的传道人做了十年，然后他现在有个孩子，这个小宝贝带给他很多很多的欢乐。
I tell you what, you know, in speaking of God and speaking of Him, you know, I mean, my life, my understanding of God's love really came alive whenever I had my own son.
你有了孩子之后，你才更进一步了解神的。But when you were going through high school and college, did you experience what they experienced? I mean, did you go through a period of doubting, not
believing?
Definitely,
to some extent, in various ways, you know.
我说你在成长的时候，比如说你在念高中的时候，你会不会像其他的孩子一样，也经过一段怀疑的时期啊，寻求的时期啊？他说他确实也是有的。
You know, I grew up in the church. I grew up in a Baptist church.
其实我在教会里面长大，而且基金会长大。
Became a Christian, you know, a follower of Christ at about 8 years old.
我大概八岁的时候就信主了。
So there was never a day that I didn't know that God loved me, didn't study His word. As far as I can remember,
我从小我就记得好像是有神。
I always knew that God loved me. Well,
我也知道神爱我。
When I was a teenager, you know, I did start to think of the world as bigger than me. You know, teenagers.
到十几岁时候，我开始对这个世界有很大的好奇。
Teenagers have a tendency to kind of think the world revolves around them. We can be real egocentric.
我们认为这个世界，我世界是绕着我们为中心来转的。
But all of a sudden, you know, I started realizing there's a bigger world out there. You know. And I started seeing other people who had different faith practices that they grew up with.
别的信仰，别的生活方式。
And I thought, you know, what if I'd have grown up in that faith practice? Wouldn't I?
我在那边长大，我是不是就变成那种信仰？
Wouldn't I be sure about it? You know, just like I was about Christianity.
我是不是
有
种把握呢？
And so, you know, I started thinking about that and saying, you know, what is it that makes Christianity different? Then Buddhism or something else.
比如说像佛教啊，像其他东西到底有什么不一样呢？
And you know, just started examining things like that. You know, things like figuring out that the you know the Bible was written 20 to 30 years after Jesus' death, whereas the book of about Buddha's life is like 700 or 900 years after his death. You know, so started finding evidence that kind of helped me trust the Bible more.
那从这些方面其实帮助我蛮多的，让我在那个年轻的心里面能够知道说，哎呀，圣经可能真的是神的话。
你看，耶稣基督从死里复活之后，三四十年福音书都出来了，但是在佛祖和其他宗教的情况就很不一样了。
And those things were good and all; they helped me. But really, it's you know, it really comes down to experience, seeing the Bible work, seeing Christian life lived out in my life and in the lives of those around me.
那些外在的证据固然帮助我，可是你讲到底，其实真正重要的就是说，让我从这些话里面经历到神的真实了。
So, you know, so there was definitely that time of just, you know, is this the right thing? And, you know, but that time of questioning and figuring out actually strengthened my faith. You know, it became...
那一段寻求的时间其实到后来回头看起来它增强了我的信心。
And I think teenagers today and everybody has to go through that time where they question the foundations of themselves and they say, what is real? What can I stand on? What's going to last?
You know? 什么东西是真的？什么东西是永存的？Well, college life, even high school life today could be very tempting.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you find it helpful to, you stay in a church group, you stay with Bible study?
那今天不 管是在大学在高中里面，我们的孩子的这些学习环境啊生活啊有的时候是相当恐怖的。你自己在念书的时候你觉得怎么样，留在教会里面参加查经班是不是帮助你呢？
Definitely. You know, I mean, I always say, you know, to people, you know, especially going to college, I remember in college, you have an opportunity to either grow closer to Christ or to grow further away.
Yeah, 你在大学的时候，要么你就是与主更亲近，要么你是离主更远。
And that's really true in every aspect and every day of your life.
Yeah.
But the key to me, staying,
对我来说最重要的
growing closer to Christ during college, those college years was friendship with other Christians
and
accountability in Bible study, you know, with those same people.
借着查经班能够让我们建立起来。So in other words,Before you go to college, it's also very critical.
照这样看起来，在你进入大学之前，你的信仰一定要有相当的根基才好。
Oh yeah, my prayer the months before I went to college. I mean, I literally prayed. I prayed, God, introduce me to a Christian friend. You know, introduce me to Christian friends.
认识。
And funny enough, I was in the marching band. I was a saxophone player.
The
first day of band practice, I go to set up my bank account during the practice time. You know,
我在银行开户头的时候。
And I stand in line behind another guy who was also in the band, who also played the saxophone. His name was also Jason, same name.
Oh, really?
And he was a Christian. He was a Christian. And we talked and kind of became good friends. And eventually he ended up telling me that he had prayed a similar prayer, praying that God would lead him to Christian friendship. And, you know, through that friendship, I mean, you know, hey, when I was in college, he was, he lived in the same dorm as me. And, you know, there's a lot of Sunday mornings where I didn't want to wake up to go to church, or a lot of Mondays I didn't want to wake up to go to class.
But he was right there.
But he would be there. He'd say, hey, let's go. And then sometimes I'd be the one to wake up and call him.
So that important.
Christian accountability, you know, and that keeps you, that's what really kept me is having good friends like that.
他刚刚就是讲他在大学的时候遇见这样一个室友啊，他们两个都有共同的祷告，就是希望主能够替他们安排一个信主的弟兄住在一起。他们都在乐队里边，他们彼此扶持。当他们中间有一个人不愿意去教会或者不愿意去上课的时候，另外一个呢就能够鼓励他，提醒他，尤其他们有一个彼此鉴察的关系。
Accountability is a popular word here, but it's not so popular in China. Can you explain to me what is accountability?
我想请他把这个 accountability 跟听众朋友解释一下，因为我们从中国来对这个观念好像不太有啊。这个 accountability 就是彼此要在神面前交账的意思。
You know, accountability really is, it's letting your life be open to the scrutiny of someone else.
Okay. 简单的说就是说你把你的生活打开来，让你的朋友来帮着你检查。
就好像我们小时候两个朋友一起做习题啊，我做完了，你帮我检查有没有错，我做完了。你帮我检查有没有错。
It's like you finish a math homework and have a friend to check.
Yeah, have a friend check. Ask you, did you finish your math homework?
Okay, 或者问问说你到底答了没有。But, so this could be pretty scary.
It can be, you know.
Okay. What do you do?
你们所说的这个彼此检查、彼此负责，在实行上到底怎么个做法？
You know, it's so funny, in America anyway, you know, we're very sports oriented. You know, we love sports, right?
美国人就喜欢看球赛。
And it's nothing, you know, a guy plays football on the weekend.
一个人周末他就去玩橄榄球。
The coaches film it. They video the football game, right? And then Monday morning,
教练呢，他就会把你录下来。
Then Monday morning, they go in. The coaches show them everything they did wrong.
他录下来之后，礼拜一进去，他遇见这个足球教练，教练就告诉他你的每一个动作。
They tear them apart bit by bit and say, you should have done this, you should have done this, look at this.
你应该做这个，或者你应该做那个。
And the goal is so that on the next game,
这个目标是让你在下一场比赛的时候，
the next game they'll be better and they'll win.
你会能够弄得更好，然后你会赢。
Well, you know, here in America, we have a tendency to take our spiritual life and our personal development and keep it to ourselves.
但是我们有一个倾向，就是说 至于我们属灵的生活啊，我们在主里面，在神面前的生活，我们就把它藏起来。
We don't really want accountability or coaching, you know.
Yeah, 我们不喜欢别人来问我们。
It's scary.
或者别人来教练我们。
I mean, could you imagine a Christian saying, "Video my life, and then on Monday, let's look at it, and you show me what I did wrong and what I did right"?
你想想，要是有一个基督徒说，你把我的属灵生活全部录下来，礼拜一我们一起来看，这多吓人的事情！
It's such a valuable tool, but it's sad that we're willing to do it in things like sports, which are temporal.
看多么可笑，多么可怜我们。
Not only is,
打球就愿意这样做。
Not only is football something you can't play in eternity, or you might be able to, I don't know, but you can't even play it past 40. But you know, your knees go out and you can't play, you know, I can't run like I used to, you know, so, you know, but my spiritual life, the Bible talks about building up treasure in heaven, you know, it.
不像我们的肉体。因为你年纪越大呢，你连球都传不动了，你更不要说在场上跑跟人家赛球。但是我们应该为永生来努力的。
So, you know, to have a spiritual, accountability opportunity is awesome because it's going to produce results now and in eternity.
彼此鼓励，彼此好像要交账。So, tell me more specifically, because a lot of Chinese young men listen to our program through internet. 有很多中国的年轻人在听。Now, exactly what you do.
Well, you know, one of the sessions I also taught in there was, is titled The Church Who Needs It. You know?
我就在今天跟他们讲了其中有一个目标就是说谁需要教会。
And, you know, one of the things that I think in accountability is the church and being involved with a group of people who are pursuing the same things is what you do.
跟你一样目标的人。It's like what Paul taught.Timothy.
Paul and Timothy, you know. You know, people are real accustomed to it in the business world, in the workforce. We have apprenticeships.
在生意啊，在工作，我们有这种师徒制的。
We find somebody, if we want to be a steel worker, you know, or a metal worker, we find a person who's older, who's been more experienced at it.
我们找一个比较有经验的人来带我们。
We hang out with them and let them teach us that trade.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing in the Christian world. You surround yourself.
But how about your peers? I mean, like the other Jason.
Yeah.
And do you check on each other?
Yeah, definitely.
Did you watch a bad movie last weekend?
Yeah.
Do you ask questions like those?
You know, it's funny. I think about this. It's harder to sin when you know someone's watching.
Oh, yeah.
Than it is if you're by yourself.
如果知道你的朋友下礼拜要问你的时候，你就真的是让你少犯很多罪。
I mean, there's, you know, I can think of sin in my life that if I knew somebody had been watching, I wasn't going to do it.
Yeah,
you know?
我们如果真的是知道我们的罪，人家在看，我们就不敢做了。
And we know the truth that God is watching.
Yeah, 我们虽然知道神 but God is such a loving gentleman.
But God loves me.
I know. And we got blood of Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. We know that God's watching, but what if my friend is watching? Well,
yeah,
you know, it'll change things.
那个真的是能够帮助我们，帮助我们很多的软弱。
You know what you have to do is you have to give your friends permission to ask you questions.
Uh-huh.
Like questions that are not just bad, like, you know, did you sin this week? You know, did you have a problem with lust or whatever that may be this week? Or did you proactive type things too? Did you read your Bible this week? Did you spend time with God?
So you really do that to each other.
You ask those questions. And then, you know, a good question to throw in at the end is, did you lie when you answered any of these questions? you know, and then to be honest, and the key to it though is finding someone who's not going to reject you when you fail.
Okay.
You know, someone who's going to say, you know what, I'm going to stick by you even when you mess up.
可是同时很重要的事情就是你要找到一个朋友。他不是用这个东西来抹黑你的，他能够站在你的旁边。那 the it's vice versa because he will have times that he needs cure.
That he's messed up.
And, yeah,
you
yeah.
know? And you know, and it seems like, you know, I mean, if you pray about it and you know, and you ask God, send me this person or put these people in my life.
给我这样一个朋友。
It seems like those people start popping up around you, and you just I think that
这些朋友开始出现。
The idea is to then verbalize it and say to him, hey, you know, I want you to hold me accountable.
我们自己应该很坦率就把这个要求提出来，跟我们的朋友说，哎，我希望你能够与我彼此来鉴察。
You know, another thing too is, you know, you have your peer set, the same people as you, but you also do look for people who are above you, who are more experienced, been a Christian longer, and let, and hang around with them, let them pour into you, and, you know, whatever you get, you should give too. Don't just be a receiver only, but a giver. So find someone who's newer in the faith.
但这是一个相互的关系啊。那圣经也告诉我们，不但要接受，也要给予。所以有的时候找一个比你年轻的弟兄来帮助他也很好。
And you know that can hold a person accountable. I'm responsible as a youth minister for holding lots of kids accountable,
and
I'm a mentor in a lot of ways.
Yes.
Well, you know,
像我是一个青年的
牧师, sometimes just the mere knowledge in my mind that
who you
I'm
are.
Having to teach it to them causes me to rise above what I could be, right?
因为我在教会里面有职分，我要教这些年轻的孩子，所以也就警惕了我自己。
So accountability kind of on three levels, you know, your peers, people who are more experienced, and then you giving back.
比你年长的还有比你年幼的。So that's so important to live in the church.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Yeah, it's so sad. What do you think about the mega church today?
Yeah.
It's so big that...
yeah.
Well, isn't one of the problems become accountability unless you have a very healthy cell group?
我说这个其实就是教会生活。啊，教会生活对我们来说非常重要。那我连带想到一个问题，我来问 Jason 的，就是你对现在我们很流行的这种超级大教会的看法怎么样？因为教会大到一个地步，你没办法彼此关怀、彼此鉴察、彼此鼓励了。
The secret to the success of a mega church is getting smaller as they get bigger. You know, they have to get smaller and smaller.
你越大就需要越小。
As they get bigger.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
You know?
Yeah.
And if they don't, I mean, even recently, some of the leaders in that movement have admitted to some shortcomings in the big church and have said, you know,
大教会运动，他们就会说，
yeah, we have to rethink this and really look at what are we doing. It's easy to hide, you know, and not get involved.
在越大的教会里面越容易包藏罪恶。
And so, you know, ministers who are in that situation, they have to be more intentional about reaching those people and plugging them in, assimilating them into the body.
要知道每一个小羊的需要。Yeah. But don't you think sometimes it falls into a danger if, well, what you said was very correct, not just the same level.
Yeah.
Because if you just same level, sometimes we have the same weakness.
Yeah, exactly.
We become, you know, used to it, you know, we all weaker.
We'll tolerate it.
Yeah, we tolerate and we, since we can't find answers, so we just get kind of.
Exactly. And that's why it's very key to find those people who are more mature than you and who are above you.
我们在讨论说在找这个彼此鉴察的同伴的时候呢，确实也需要注意，因为你若是光找跟你一样程度的啊，那他软弱你也软弱，你们两个非但不能彼此鼓励，反而彼此学坏，彼此习惯，我们长期留在这种软弱里面，那岂不是更糟糕吗？
You know, I know some of the counsels I've had with some students who have, you know, they've been, one in particular that comes to mind, a girl who was involved with an eating disorder.
Oh, eating disorder.
她说她就想起来有一次有一个姐妹，她有这个厌食症。
Yeah.
Okay. What is it? Tell us about it.
An eating disorder, someone who has a poor self body image. They feel like they're too fat or something.
Okay. 他们认为他太胖或者太瘦。
And so they do things to their body or they withhold food from themselves.
要么是不吃，要么是吃很多。Sometimes then they eat a lot
and
they try to throw up. Okay. 吃很多吐出来。
And you know, it's very unhealthy. They can die from it.
危险的。
Well, I know a girl who had that problem, and so
我认识一个姐妹，她有这个问题。
She found another friend who also had that problem.
两个人都有这个问题。
And they're going to help each other.
Okay, 他们应该是要，他们要帮助彼此。
But what ended up happening was she got ideas about how to hide it. From the other girl's experience.
可是他们这个帮助没有成功，因为他们两个变成彼此在学坏习惯。
So, you know, that's just misery needing company, not really helping each other.
Yeah, so that's something we really need to watch out. Yeah.
And so you do have to say, is this thing helping me? Am I actually meeting the goal or am I not? You know?
Yeah.
And you know, it's something you reevaluate all the time and think about a lot.
Yeah.
所以像这种的做法并不是一个万灵丹啊，我们的确要常常回头检查看看。这样的彼此鉴察是不是达到它的功用？是不是我们真真正正在彼此帮助？那是不是教会年长的弟兄啊？其实有时候应该主动来起一些带头作用。
So, on the other hand, it would be helpful if the elders in the church, they will keep on reaching down to the lower level.
Yeah, definitely. in my church now in Pasadena where I'm the youth minister.
我现在是青年人的牧师。
We have a lady who is our, she's kind of works with our Sunday school department.
我们有一个姐妹她是在主日学里面服侍。
And she's, I can't tell you her age because I'll be in trouble if
okay,
I broadcast
it. 我不能告诉你她几岁。
But she started teaching many, many years ago, maybe older than I am old, longer
okay.
than I am old. And, she taught a girls Sunday school class and one of the girls who was in her Sunday school class,well, this lady still teaches for us.
这个年长的姐妹现在还在教小孩。
The girl in her Sunday school class also teaches our youth group.
她现在教的这个，她当初带大的这个女孩现在也在跟她一起在教小孩。
And when that girl was teaching, another girl that she taught also now teaches in our youth group.
那他们有第三代的徒孙也在起来教更小的小孩。
So there's three generations of teachers.
就在这个教会里面有三代的老师一起在教。
Who all three of them are still pouring their life into students.
Wow, 他们都一起把自己的生命奉献给比自己更小的小羊。
And you know, it's just, you know, the older community, you know, our senior adults, that group of people, there's so much wisdom that they have and
yes.
from life experience. Mm-hmm. You know, that they've said, I forget who said it, but somebody said, you know, man is...one of the few creatures who has the capability of learning from others people's mistakes.
Okay.
But we often have the propensity to not learn from other people's mistakes, right?
有人
we have the opportunity, but we don't do it.
Yeah, 但是人是唯一能够从别人的错误学到经验的，但是常常我们却不这样做。Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's important to have the seniors, adults involved, and trying to help us and encourage.
能够在教会里面起个带头作用。那这个也能够让你保持年轻啊。
Also, that will keep you young.
Oh, yeah, it does. You're
yeah.
right. The lady who teaches with us, one of the ladies, we were up till about 12:30 a.m. the other night. She was blowing and going.
午夜她一样跟我们一起搞。
Hanging out with the students and helping out. And just,
a lot of time we have this phobia thinking that, well, now we have generation gap.
Yeah.
You know, but the only remedy...to, kill this generation gap is to cross it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, 我们有代沟，但除非你自己主动去越过，要不然那个代沟它就真的成为一个代沟。
Another fear that an older generation may have is they look at the young generation and they think, oh man, things have changed. Look at the technology and they're so different.
年纪又赶不上了，年纪又赶不上了。
But, you know, really and truly, you know, my experience, I work with teenagers and I have a lot of senior adults, people that are friends and work with me.
我们可以继续跟年轻人在一起做工。
And the situations may be different, but the basic human experience is the same.
Exactly. 就是每一个人在这个环境里面所体会的其实是一样。They still talking about their doubts on their faith.
Yeah.
They're choosing a spouse.
Yeah, exactly.
And they still have nightmare about the final test.
Every boy, you know, every boy still, his voice still squeaks when he goes through puberty, you know. That's been going on for ages, you know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. So a lot of time, as long as we start to tear down the barrier, and you will find the young people very, very receptive.
现在的小孩还是一样的怕考试。男孩子还是一样要经过这个青春期的变声期。如果我们自己不要害怕这种代沟啊，主动的去把我们中间的距离给他拉近的话呢，有的时候我们会发现这些年轻人其实啊还蛮接受我们的。
And young people, you know, they have plenty of friends. They have lots of people who are their friends. They're, and they're not really looking for more friends, but they're looking for leaders, you know. People they can look up to.
Actually,
年轻人希望能够找到成为他榜样的人。实际上很多年轻人心里面有很大的这种渴望。希望有人能够带领他，帮助他。
There's really a hunger for that.
Yeah, there is. It's something more than just a friend just like me. I want to know somebody who can help me figure stuff out.
他们在走过人生这条路的时候，其实他们真的很能够用得着一位能够为他领路的长辈。
You know, and there obviously is a stage in adolescence, teenagers who they reject everything.
我们可能什么都不要。
But most kids, not everybody goes through that, and then most kids eventually come around and want that.
But you have to hang around for a while.
Yeah, you do. You know, I always look for, you know, when in youth work, I'm always looking for workers to help us out and be involved with our students.
尽管他们青春期的时候谁的话都不愿意听，但是大部分的孩子呢，到后来都度过了这个时期。
那当然我们也需要在他们旁边留久一点啊，总要有点耐心，多给他们一点机会嘛。
Yeah. And I always tell them, you know, a youth person, a youth worker doesn't look a certain way, is not a certain age. There's only two things that they have about them. They love God and they love youth.
啊，他说我在做年轻人的工作的时候，常常需要啊召集一些同工。那我总是会跟这些同工讲，做青年人工作啊，就有两个诀窍，一个是你要爱主。还有一个呢，就是你要爱这些年轻人。
You don't have to like them, you just have to love them, you know?
well, that's very profound. Tell us the difference between like and love.
他说你甚至不需要喜欢他们，你只要爱他们就好了。那我说你给我们解释解释，这个有点深啊，喜欢跟爱有什么不一样？
You know, I mean, you can be driving down the road. This happened to me. I realized I was getting old the other day.
Oh, really?
I did. I pulled up at a red light.
Watch out who you're talking to. Okay.
I pulled up at a red light, and a car pulled up next to me. And it had the radio blaring, bass, and boom, boom, boom. And I said out loud,
因为那个年轻人汽车里面的音响实在开得太大声了，所以我就自言自语的在说，
You don't need to play it that loud. I don't need to hear it.
我说你既不用开着这么大声呢，我也不需要来听你的这种音乐。
And I thought, you know, that I remember when I was a teenager playing my radio loud.
Oh, yeah,
and now it bothers me that someone else is, right?
当初也是这个样子。
And that's what I mean. You know, I look at this kid over there and I think, I don't like the songs he's listening to.
我不喜欢你们的音乐，我不喜欢你们这个样子。
I listen to talk radio, you know, I'm an old guy, you know.
Yeah.
But I care about him, you know, I care that he knows God and that he goes.
我关心他，我愿意让他。
He's the future of my country. He's the future of the human race, you know.
他是人类的下一代，我们有这个责任去关心他们。And you don't really have to like that.
No, I don't really have to like it. Just, it's a love, you know. I don't have to.
Especially we know God, that love is already in us.
Yeah,
you have
exactly.
to believe. You have to act on faith.
Yeah, exactly.
We really have that love. Otherwise, it won't bother you.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
那这个就是他所说的，你不必喜欢他啊，因为他的行为可能让你讨厌。可是因为你关心他的灵魂，你那个关心就是你的爱，这两个不必要混在一起的。尤其重要的是，神已经把这个爱摆在我们里面了。如果我们照着去行，这个爱自然就能够流露出来，这不是一件很难的事情。
Teenagers are, you know, they're a neat group of people, you know, and they are in America, you know,
在美国
in the church we talk about unreached people groups, you know, we talk about
有很多未得之民
a lot of, you know, 1040 window, I guess they call it,
还有一个福音窗口，就是某一个经纬度里边很多人没有听到福音。
But, you know, here in America, the unreached people group is the children. It's the children and the youth. Because all of them are lost. They're all born lost.
Exactly. Look what happened to this country. I mean, it used to be, when I was here 30 years ago, they still have this blue law.
Yeah.
You don't sell stuff on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody go to church.
Yeah.
And when these young people grow up, they become atheists. They hate God.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
你这三十年以前，这个就是说礼拜天杂货店是不卖东西的。但是看看现在，底下长起来的整代的人呢、啊，统统都成了无神论者。
So they are an unreached people group.
Yeah,
you know, they speak a different language. You know, they speak their own. They're, and literally, I mean, you've seen young people on their cell phones texting each other.
Yes.
And the numbers and the letters and the combinations of those, it's a different language.
Yeah,
you know, so,
他们确实在一个不一样的文化里面。
Yeah.
你看他们用手机发短信的速度就知道，他们简直就是在用一种新的语言在交流了。
And so, you know, that's a place right here where we live that, you know, that's a group of people that needs to be reached.
Well, that's about all the time we have. It's such a pleasure to talk to you in our program, Jason.
Pleasure talking with you as well.
Yeah, I wish you would come back some other time.
We'll have to do that.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
亲爱的听众朋友，世外桃源节目要暂时和您说再见了。收果子的时候早就尽了，庄稼已经发白，这是一个完全凭信心仰望主的节目。我们的联络电话是 281-561-9747， 您也可以留言在世外桃源的网站上 swtychina.com swtychina.com 九十九只羊广播电台今天的播音到此结束，让我们下次再会。
我愿做那星星发光来荣耀你，我愿做那太阳对人有益，我愿做那大山向你永远坚定，我愿做那小溪为你欢唱不停，我愿做那星星发光来荣耀你，我愿做那太阳为人有益，我愿做那大山向你永远坚定，我愿做那小溪为你欢唱不停。